While the provost and vice presidents will provide greater detail for their respective divisions, I will briefly touch upon some of the institutional decisions we will be implementing over the next year. These necessary but difficult decisions are grounded in the advancement of higher values in higher education and maintaining our leadership in quality, opportunity, and affordability. I say to you that these past few months have not been easy for leaders in higher education in the state of Illinois. As president of this university, I want you to know that we value our employees and the Western Illinois University family. We have always prided ourselves on having no furloughs and layoffs. Since 2002, we have faced budget reductions from the state and utilized our reserves to address state cash flow issues. Now, we in higher education are in an unprecedented situation with no budget from the state. Therefore, we are having to make some very difficult and tough decisions that will affect the university community. However, these tough decisions are in the best interest of the university and the students we serve. These decisions are being made for the long-term sustainability of Western Illinois University. As you are aware, Western state appropriation has declined from $64.3 million in fiscal year 2002 to $51.4 million in fiscal year 2015. The nearly $13 million decrease has had a dramatic impact on our university. And in the sixth month of fiscal year 2016, we do not have a state appropriation. My leadership team and I have been working tirelessly and meeting often to discuss how to move our university forward in light of these challenging economic times. The three task forces I established have been meeting regularly and bringing ideas and feedback to my leadership team. For example, the Student Cost Task Force conducted a study of price elasticity of tuition. The task force has recommended that we reduce our tuition rate for first-year students and provide additional discounts to high-quality students. While this may seem counterintuitive at the current time, the analysis has shown that this could help stabilize our enrollment. We will bring this strategy to the Board of Trustees and will announce more information upon receiving formal approval. It is our goal to increase enrollment while providing an affordable and accessible education. The ongoing funding reductions for higher education, which include MAP grant funding, affect our students. We have covered MAP funding for our students for this fall semester and will do the same for the spring semester. We must make the high-quality Western Illinois University education affordable and accessible to future generations of students, and this is but half of the challenge that we face. As I testified recently before the Illinois House of Representatives Committee of the Whole, not only are we engaged in a financial crisis, but we are also fighting a crisis of confidence in Illinois public higher education. Students, parents, alumni, donors, employees, and community members question the state's commitment to higher education. They ask, what is Illinois doing for higher education, and why should they choose to invest in it? We continue to counter erroneous claims of closing and alleviate worries of reduced or no financial aid. Let me make this clear once and for all. We will be open for the spring semester of 2016 and beyond. Our admissions team has been increasing its recruiting efforts into even more schools in Illinois. Yet interest in Illinois public higher education struggles. This fall, 27.3% of Illinois high school students left the state to pursue a degree outside of Illinois. The crisis of confidence and the state's budget impasse are real and have pronounced implications. Therefore, to address the implications, we have begun implementation of a multifaceted approach. Great care and thought have gone into these decisions in order to do what is best for Western Illinois University. First, we have implemented a retirement incentive program in order to realize long-term savings on our payroll. To date, the retirement incentive program has resulted in nearly 50 individuals choosing to retire on December 31st, 2015. This will result in some savings, though the total amount is not yet known until the staffing needs of the affected departments are evaluated. In any regards, classes will continue, and students will persist and graduate from Western Illinois University. Some have asked, where will the money come from in order to pay this incentive? Yes, there will be a short-term cash outlay, but because it is a mid-year incentive, we expect most of the savings to be realized in FY17. There's still time for individuals to take advantage of this retirement incentive program. Second, we are proposing to stabilize enrollment through a reduction in tuition for new students, offering in-state tuition for all domestic undergraduate students and more targeted scholarships. We are leaders in quality and affordability. Therefore, we will continue to enhance the academic quality of our class, improve student persistence and completion rates, and continue to be an affordable university. Finally, we must consider reductions to our programs, our services, and our personnel. Through attrition measures and, unfortunately, layoffs, we will begin to strategically reduce. We have protected our employees from many of the budget problems over the last decade. Our enrollment and sustained budget reductions no longer allow that to continue. As part of the package of reductions, the Provost's Office will be proposing elimination of select programs during the upcoming months. These proposals will be based on program enrollment and the recently completed program reviews. With the assistance of the Faculty Senate, the Provost's Office is currently assembling the Academic Program Elimination Review Committee, as called for in the faculty contract. During the spring semester, this committee will begin reviewing and making recommendations for each of these programs to the Provost's Office. The reductions we are announcing today will result in approximately $7.5 million in savings. Depending on what occurs at the state level, it will be necessary to reduce our budget by at least an additional $4 million to maintain a balanced budget in FY17. Hence, this will be an ongoing process. We appreciate the feedback and suggestions provided by our university community on the campus questionnaire. We had overwhelming responses from 1,101 employees. We are exploring additional cost savings ideas and options that were proposed for consideration. At this time, we have not made any final decisions about furloughs, wages, or other proposed ideas. We will be discussing these ideas these items with the appropriate unions as they have to be bargained. My leadership team will continue to examine our budget. We will continue to monitor state decisions and continue to make the necessary decisions in order to ensure the success of Western Illinois University. As I shared in a budget update last month, changes at Western Illinois University are inevitable. Due to the state's ongoing fiscal challenges, we can either be defined by our circumstances or chart our destiny. In charting our destiny and following higher values in higher education, we will continue to provide a high quality, accessible, and affordable educational experience. We will continue to exercise communication, collaboration, civility, and respect. We will work together to weather these difficult economic times. Together, we will come out of this better. We will come out of this stronger and with more resolve. The provost and vice presidents will now present the plans for their respective divisions. I now call to the podium Kathy Newman, our interim provost and academic vice president.
Good afternoon, everyone. I never envisioned that I would come before the university community to make announcements about personnel reductions and restructuring. But as Dr. Thomas mentioned, the academic task force, that task force has been meeting this fall. We have had discussions that have really been invaluable to me. We have discussed our perceptions of the programs and the areas that fit within the our categories of excellence. Those categories of excellence, as we were working with them, are programs that serve the Western Illinois region, programs that have high demand and high employability options, opportunities for our students, programs that are popular and attract students to our campus, and the programs that provide the essential foundational areas, hence those that provide the educational breadth that make up a comprehensive aspect of a degree of higher education. Additionally, we've had some very interesting discussions about the WIU brand. What is WIU and why do we exist? And what exists at the core of WIU where programs, place, and price all intersect? These discussions have been very helpful in making some very difficult decisions. Given the budget pressures and the enrollment pressures both overall and at the program level, we no longer have the financial flexibility to continue to offer breadth and depth in some areas. As such, it is now necessary to reduce and possibly after the required review process, recommend the elimination of some programs. Likewise, some programs and departments will be asked to restructure and or administratively merge. While some colleges and areas have already done this, there are still opportunities for other areas for consolidation. There are also some cross-college restructuring in some cases that is being considered. Additionally, some programs in the area have higher levels of faculty, staff, and or administration than what is needed to support current enrollments. Hence, it is with a heavy heart and much regret that I must announce that some personnel reductions in those areas are necessary. For those areas and individuals affected, if you are part of a collective bargaining contract such as UPI, the applicable notification and staff reduction process will apply. Otherwise, the applicable portions of the Board of Trustees regulations will apply. These reductions will be effective for fiscal year 2017, which begins on July 1, 2016. Hence, these reductions will not affect faculty contracts or course offerings for the spring 2016 semester. At this point, I anticipate that it will be necessary to inform approximately 50 faculty of the elimination of their positions. Additionally, several administrative positions and support staff positions will either be eliminated or have modifications made to their contracts. However, this number may change since the window to apply for the voluntary retirement program has not yet closed. We are very hopeful that some additional employees will be able to take advantage of the program. In the academic colleges and in the library, the deans and department chairs will meet with the departments that are affected as soon as scheduling permits. The deans and chairs will also meet with individual employees who will be affected before the semester break. We're making this announcement now as we want to give the individuals as much time as possible to start making personal decisions. I know that these announcements are difficult to hear. They are difficult to deliver. However, we cannot forget that we are all stewards and guardians of this university. As such, it is the responsibility of every one of us to engage in efforts to recruit and retain students and to make our programs viable and relevant. Reshaping and restructuring our university is an ongoing process, and this is just the first step. Thank you all for your input into this process, and thank you for your understanding as we move forward. I would like to invite Dr. Gary Biller, Vice President for Student Services, to the podium.
Thank you, Dr. Newman. In the student services area, I would like to remind you that we operate from basically three different funding sources. Auxiliary funds are what are used to fund operations like housing and dining services, the student union, the bookstore, and campus rec. Student fees are used to fund operations like the BU Health Center, athletics, OSA, and Go West. And then appropriated funds are used to finance the areas in admissions, financial aid, counseling, career services, disability services, scholarships, veteran services, and many other areas. And there is crossover in some of these areas. For the service areas funded by auxiliary and student fees, the program and personnel changes, for instance, in housing or health center or bookstore, are more immediate. They have to be. The services and staff are reduced expediently when we have fewer students. This is why you've seen modifications in meal services, maintenance, and renovations. The changes made in these areas over the last 3 years have resulted in a reduction of $2.2 million in expenditures. In the appropriated funds area, two positions have been previously eliminated, four positions have voluntarily retired, five positions have been reduced, two positions have been left vacant, and two additional positions are scheduled for elimination over the next 6 months. The changes made in these areas over this year and next will amount to a reduction of $500,000. As a part of these cuts, we have reviewed and continue to review athletics, health center, and all the other 22 service areas that report in this division. So even with these reductions in service and in staff, the personnel of the Division of Student Services have and will continue to provide timely and quality services and programs for our students. I'd now like to turn the podium over to the Vice President for Administrative Services, Ms. Julie DeWeese.
Good afternoon. First, I would like to thank everyone for your input and suggestions, specifically the directors in my area, Civil Service Employees Council, and COAP. They've come up with a lot of suggestions that we're looking at, and I really appreciate that. In the current fiscal year, 13 positions were eliminated in administrative services. This was a result of retirements and resignations. Cost reductions in FY17 will be realized through vacant position savings and reductions in departmental operating funds. Although no permanent layoffs are expected in the area, we will probably have a reduction of positions of probably up to 15 positions this year. All departments in the division are evaluating their services and processes to identify operating efficiencies that can be utilized while still maintaining the level of service needed to support the campus community. I met with the directors this morning, and they will be communicating their plans with their employees this week. Next, I would like to introduce Brad Boehner.
The Advancement in Public Service Division is, along with the Office of the President, one of the two smallest divisions on the Macomb campus, with just over 40 employees and approximately $3.1 million in funding, which represents approximately 6% of the total appropriated budget. The division includes the Foundation Development Office, Marketing, University Relations, University Television, and the Visual Productions. In past years, our division has had several positions staffed in the Development Office, such as the Director of Planned and Major Giving, Director of Development, Director of Marketing, Director of the Annual Fund, and Director of Donor Stewardship. By the last fiscal year, we'd already reduced staff and had not filled several positions, and we were to the point of only having the director of the annual fund, and a part-time director of donor stewardship. This in spite of tripling of the endowment and asset base of the foundation since 2004 and the increased amount of work our growth has brought and desire and pressure for more and better fundraising, marketing, and branding at Western. The story is similar for the university relations area and departments that report to the assistant vice president. The explosion of social media in the last decade has increased the workload and expectations in that area, including the increased demand for video stories, digital marketing campaigns, and social media engagement and oversight. Moving the majority of print publication preparations from DPS to university relations without extra help has also increased the workload for the publication side of university relations area. Adding to the workload for this division, along with alumni programs, is the fact that our alumni base has more than doubled from just over 60,000 alumni in 1990 to over 125,000 alumni now. This requires more communication and fundraising efforts on our part now and in each and every year moving forward as this number grows annually. At this point, I would like to thank all the employees of the Advancement and Public Service Division for their loyalty, dedication to Western, our division, and to me. I ask for your continued support and understanding as we move forward with further staff reductions beyond what we've already not filled over the past few years. This includes the termination of one position in university relations, leaving a position in the development office vacant that assisted both the annual fund director and the special events coordinator, leaving an assistant director in university television position vacant. I have had two early retirements due to the incentive program. I have filled one position. We will not immediately fill the other position pending a review of the duties. Finally, under consideration is the possibility of reducing some positions from 12 months to 10 months. Thank you, and I will turn the podium over to Joe Rees, Vice President for Quad Cities and Planning.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You previously heard the Provost's plans for academic affairs, which affects both campuses and Western Illinois University as a whole. My budgetary announcements this afternoon address the staff side of the Quad Cities campus and university planning, which represents 1.7 of the fiscal year 2016 appropriated funds budget for Western Illinois University. Since fiscal year 2008, we have carried six consistent goals as a campus community. Goal six is the framing point for our budgetary decisions. Namely, we streamline administrative structures and processes to operate as efficiently and effectively as we can while supporting enrollment growth and campus growth. That's goal one. We also support increased student persistence and completion, which is goal two. With these budgetary parameters, the vacant assistant vice president for Quad Cities and Planning position will not be filled. Duties have been absorbed by existing administrative team members and support professionals. This decision contributes to Western Illinois University's continued administrative efficiency. The most recent comparison published by the Illinois Board of Higher Education shows that WIU as a whole has administrative costs per credit hour at 27% below the statewide average. Our previous reductions include realigning reporting lines for university technology, academic advisement, and admissions to gain in operational efficiencies. And since fiscal year 2013, we have reduced WIU Quad C's administrative operations expenditures by 11% annually. That equates to $24,000. We have also reduced operations and maintenance annual expenditures by 25% or $94,000. Moving ahead, I expect that we will continue to be entrepreneurial so we may decrease our reliance on state funding, and that we will continue to embody our great spirit of student retention and graduation as a shared responsibility of all members of the campus community. Thank you, and President Thomas will be rejoining the podium.
Thank you, Joe. This concludes our meeting here today. Your supervisors will be meeting with you prior to the end of the semester. I want to thank all of the vice presidents for their presentations today, and I want to thank you for your hard work, your dedication, and your commitment to Western Illinois University. Thank you, and thank you so much for coming today.